facts. They're actually all the same.
Answers with Ken Ham, an editor and writer for Creation Magazine. Well, Ken, don't evolutionists have different facts than the creationists? So how can you say facts are all the same?
Well, as I began a radio debate with an evolutionist on a talk show, the host said, "Well, Ken, the evolutionists seem to have all the facts on their side. Do you have any facts to support your position on creation?" I answered and said, "Actually, I have the same facts as the evolutionist." Well, the host and the evolutionist were quiet for a moment until the host asked, "What do you mean?" I then said, "Well, whether you're an evolutionist or creationist, we all have the same earth, same fossils, same rock layers, same animals, and so on, which means we all really have the same facts." I then continued by saying, "The battle between creation and evolution is not really about facts, but about how you interpret the facts of the present in relation to the past. Evolutionists have a different belief about the past than the creationists, and thus they interpret the same facts differently." I also explained that I interpret most of the fossil record as being the result of Noah's flood, not millions of years of processes, as evolutionists would say. And you know what? The evidence from the rocks supports the creationist interpretation.
Can the book of Genesis shed any light on the gay marriage controversy? Well, Ken Ham says yes, and explains the connection in his new free booklet on gay marriage. The booklet's available on our attractive and easy-to-use website, AnswersRadio.com.